world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing.
That's right.
There's just too little of
what the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone.
Lord, we don't need another mountain. There are mountains and hills I see enough to climb. There are oceans and rivers enough to cross, enough to last till the end of time.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just to live love.
What the world needs now
is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone.
Lord, we don't need another mountain. There are mountains, hills high enough to climb. There are oceans and rivers
enough to cross, enough to last till the end of time. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. I know it is.
It's
the only thing that
there's just too little love. What the world needs now is love, sweet love.
No.
No, not just
for some, but for everyone. No, no, not just for some, but for just for everyone.
We need love.
Everybody, not just for some.
Everybody needs
everyone.
Love.
Everyone.
What the world needs everyone. Is love.
Well, thank you to our music team and all of those in attendance here, and thank you to all of those that are live streaming today. We can't do any of this without all of you. Praise God. So we have some announcements today. I'd like to call your attention to the insert in your bulletin, which is yours to keep, this one. And first Wednesdays, Experiencing Our Unity begins February 1st from 6 to 8 p.m. There'll be a community meal provided by the church at 6 p.m. And at 6:45, we are going to start our first activity. Well, we're going to have a different one every month, but anyhow, this month, we're going to have a talent show. Sweet Mother, this is great. Right. Yeah. Coffee, tea, and Reverend Pat today at 1 p.m. in the YOU room. Great opportunity to get to know Reverend Pat and to know one another. So, and childcare is also available, so that's wonderful. And then at 1:30 to 3:30, join our Wendy Brown Baez in her Cultivating Resiliency Through Writing. Come and join them and find some ways we can rise above some of life's challenges. And we're looking for weekend spirit circle facilitators. If you're interested, check the garden court or talk to Reverend Patty. And then Dane Stauffer is back on Monday nights facilitating Yes and Improv, Bring Your Dreams to Life. That begins this Monday, January 23rd from 7 to 9 p.m. So don't miss that. And then January 29th, next Sunday from 1:30 to 3:30, you don't want to miss Dr. Mike Obsess, From Trauma to Trust to Triumph. This is going to be a great, well, all of his things are great. So check it out in the garden court. And then last but not least, Saturday, February 11th at 10:30 at the Lodge in Robbinsdale, the Volunteer Appreciation Brunch will be held at no cost to you, just celebrating you that day. So, but we do need you to pick up a ticket at in the bookstore just so we can have a count for the lodge so that we have plenty of food there. So just pick up your ticket. That will be great. So, and now Margie Black and David Belzotti would like to say a few things to you.
Good morning. David and I are here again this week to invite Unity members to open their hearts and minds and consider whether they are called to become a Unity prayer chaplain.
As prayer chaplains, we are honored to arrive early to hold sacred space. We are available to pray with anyone before and after services. And each month we connect with Unity members to offer prayer or leave an affirmative message. It is truly an extraordinary way to serve this community.
So if the thought of becoming a prayer chaplain seems like a heart-centered calling to you, we invite you to meet with us in the meditation room following this service. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Margie and David. Many other classes and events going on here at Unity Minneapolis, so if you have any specific questions, check your bulletin, which is yours to take home, the Garden Court, the Peak of the Week, or our website. And if you can't find an answer in all of those, give us a buzz. We're here Sunday through Thursday. So if you have any electronic device, cell phone, what have you, before you silence them, check in on Facebook if you feel called to do so, letting others know wherever they are on their spiritual journey, they too are welcome here. So let's begin our service with prayer. Let's just take in a breath. We thank you, sweet spirit. We thank you for this day, for our spiritual community, for everyone in it. We thank you for our country. We thank you for our leaders. We thank you for the wisdom and guidance that is there for them as your resource. We thank you that you are with them every minute of every day. And for this, we say, thank you, God. And so it is. And so we let it be. So let's just try to celebrate this glorious sunny day. It's there. And we begin our service by affirming together our core value, vision, and mission statements. They're found in your bulletin. So let's start with our core values. Together, we are loving, transforming, welcoming, spirit-filled, prosperous, and joyful. And our vision, centered in spirit, we celebrate a world transformed by love, peace, and compassion. And our mission, we are a vibrant, inclusive, prosperous spiritual community, inspiring and empowering full expression of the divine within through prayer, education, and service. And I invite our on-duty prayer chaplains to please stand. These individuals arrived early today to hold sacred space for us and are here to support you in prayer for any celebrations, joys, and concerns that you'd like to pray about. They will listen with the ears of their heart and hold it in the strictest of confidence. So please seek one of them out. I assure you it'll be a blessing to you as well as to them. Thank you. So please stand for our opening song, Amazing Things, the words in your bulletin.
Each new day brings, and with every step you take, bless the progress that you make. Rivers in you live, it's found in every gift you give. Love your life and love your do amazing things. Amazing, amazing. You will do amazing things. Amazing, amazing. You will do amazing things. Oh, the places you will go and the people you will know. Don't worry when or where or how. You don't have to know.
How are you doing? You sound great. You look great. We're glad you're with us today. You know, obviously, Unity is a positive path for spiritual living. And we offer practical teachings that help us to live meaningful, healthy, and prosperous lives. Unity is also an open and welcoming community. One of our key values here is that of welcoming. So, my dear friends, if you're with us for the first, second, or third time, please allow us to honor your presence. I promise we'll do nothing drastic. Take your courage in your hand and raise your hand as I raise my hand. First, second, or third time guest. Keep your hands up, please. Keep your hands up, please. Keep your hands up, please, until our ushers get to you. That packet of information that you're receiving tells you a lot about Unity Minneapolis. There's a welcoming CD in that packet. There's also a pink card. If you choose to fill out any part of that card, turn that into our book desk. We have a gift for you. The rose is a gift from our congregation so that we can easily recognize you and give you that very personal welcome. All of that's important, and yet one of the most important things that's said on this platform each and every Sunday morning is this, and that is, my dear friends, wherever you are on your spiritual journey, wherever that may be, you're welcome here. We welcome you, we bless you, and we behold the living presence of the divine within you. We also appreciate and welcome those that are streaming with us today for the first time. May we appreciate these marvelous guests, okay? We greet each other each and every Sunday morning with a smile, a hug, namaste. We always ask before we hug. Let's do that right now, okay? Let's remain standing for this next song. You may remember this from camp. Gonna have a little faith. Let's sing that together.
Gonna have a little faith. Gotta have a little faith. That everything's gonna be all right. Yes, it is. Hey. Gonna have a little trust. Trust in myself.
Into spirit with the reading of the daily word and the singing of Surely the Presence. As the usher brings down the prayer box, you are invited to mentally add your prayers to the box. Your prayers are then prayed with by our prayer ministry for 7 days, and then they are forwarded to Silent Unity, where they are prayed with for an additional 30 days. The word for today is letting go. I let go and let God. I am empowered when I speak or meditate on a God-centered truth and then rely on all the omnipresence of God to work through me. I am united in spirit, mind, and body to achieve or overcome whatever I face. I feel tension flowing from me as I acknowledge that Spirit is within me and everywhere present around me. I move from feeling stressed to embracing a sense of calm. Now I can think clearly. Turning within brought an awareness that in any situation, I am not alone. I let go of the struggle. I not only know what to do, I also claim what is mine to do. I breathe deeply and relax into the realization that an entire plan may not be revealed to me all at once. Life is a process, and I am progressing day by day. And Scripture tells us, the Lord is near to all who call on Him, to all who call on Him in faith. The word for today is letting go. And
let us take a moment and relax, letting your shoulders drop, and then feel them drop even more. Breathe in that presence that we know is Spirit within. We thank you, Spirit, for this is the year our dreams come true. Jesus, our brother and way shower, said, "Ask, and it shall be given to you." We know all we need to do is keep Spirit first in our lives, and everything else is added. We rise every day in gratitude for the day, for all the gifts we are given, just for being the children of the Most High. We are so happy and grateful. We are grateful for the things we have and for the things we don't have yet. We are blessed in all that we do. Let us take some time and rest in that secret place, the secret place of the Most High, where we know all is present. And so we rest. And now, as we return to this space in time, we know we are so blessed as the children of the Most High. We thank God for all that we have and for all that we don't have in this moment, in every moment. And so it is, and so we let it be. Amen.
friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? But what they're saying is, my friend, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than we will ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Thank you, Dennis. Thank you, Lori. Thank you, our Unity Band. We are blessed, are we not? We are truly blessed. Well, a preacher was wired for sound with a lapel microphone, and as he preached, he moved briskly around the platform, jerking the mic cord as he went. And then he moved to one side, getting wound up in the cord and nearly tripping before jerking it again. After several circles and jerks, a little girl on the third pew leaned forward to her mother and whispered, "If he gets loose, will he hurt us?" I had to tell that this morning because that could have been Reverend Pat moving around on the platform, I can assure you. In an earlier service, they said, "Reverend Pat, the back of your coat was somewhere where you didn't want it to be." So I said, "Okay, thanks for letting me know. Next time, just come pull it out, please." Okay, so before we begin our lesson this morning, I feel like I want to just step out and maybe just have a couple of comments about something that I experienced this past week. Most of you know that I have a meditation practice, and so as I was preparing for my meditation practice, I lit the candles, and so I knew with all my heart that it was Inauguration Day, and so I sent blessings and love in that direction, that everything would be safe, and all this transfer of power would take place in a way that was truly safe. And so as I sat down, one of the first things that I read each morning is our Daily Word. Daily Word. So first thing I read was Daily Word, and the word for the day on January the 20th, 2017, was a world united. And the affirmation was, I envision all people coming together in unity. And as I thought that, I thought, well, I know a little bit about Daily Word. They wrote this at least and planned this at least 5 months ahead of time. And the author says, I envision all people coming together in unity. John Lemon's song, Imagine, shares these inspirational words. Imagine all the people living life in peace. With the power of my imagination, I visualize people throughout the world coming together in unity. I pray for peace among all people and for creative solutions to seemingly difficult situations. I support efforts to bring people to mutual understandings. I speak words of kindness and act respectfully toward others whose views may not align with my own. If I encounter chaos or unrest, I respond calmly as I display my prayerful peace of mind. Through my prayers and through my actions, I help to create a world where all people come together in unity. Was that not perfect for that day? Absolutely perfect. And so I thought, this is so much our teachings. Each and every one of us has that what within, that Christ presence within, that light, that God presence within us. And we experience that God presence. We experience that God presence as guidance, as understanding, as comfort, as peace. All these things we experience. And so we know that within us, we are divine individually. We are divinely guided and directed on what is ours to do. And we step forth knowing with peace in our heart that it is ours to do. And sitting in the sanctuary this morning, we have our own individual guidance. We will not be guided in the same way. Do you get that? We will not be guided in the same way, for your guidance is unique, and my guidance is unique. But what I love about this teaching is that on Sunday morning, this is indeed a safe place to come together in unity, in love, in unity, in peace. Let's pray together. Thank you, Father, Mother, God, as we envision all people coming together in unity. And this morning, we pray with our world leaders. We pray with the leaders in our country, in our state, in our county, and in our cities. We pray with these leaders affirming and seeing the truth and holding the possibilities that all is well. They are each divinely guided and directed by infinite wisdom. We see that, and divine love. And we truly give thanks for the guidance within ourselves. And we have the courage and the faith to step forth with our thoughts, our prayers, and our actions. And together, we say, thank you, God. Together, thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. We are right in the middle of a series, and this series is called This is the Year. Wonderful, wonderful, fortunate you. This is the year your dreams come true. We started that first Sunday with our white stone service, and each of us were given a white stone. And on that white stone from the verse in Revelations, we were given a name. We allowed that name to come forth, and we invited you to work with that name this year. And then that second week, the name of our lesson was Any Dream Will Do. Any dream will do, as long as that dream comes from within. That dream comes from spirit within. We also talked that Sunday about the importance of manifestation of dreams. That often something in our life begins with divine discontent. Have you ever experienced that? And from that divine discontent, we move into something often desire is put in our heart. And we believe with all due respect that that desire that's in your heart, that desire that's in my heart, is a desire from spirit, wanting to express more and be more in the world. Eric Butterworth says this about desire. He says, the promise of practical metaphysics is that you can have anything you desire, But this is true only because you cannot really desire anything that is not already part of the divine desire within you, seeking to express through you. That desire is God knocking on your consciousness, saying yes. You can't really desire unless it were already part of you. And this desiring is heavenly indeed. We talked about that manifestation of whatever we can conceive in our minds and believe in our hearts, then we can achieve. C plus B equals A, the importance of conceiving, the importance of believing, which is another name for faith. Then we can achieve it in our life. So today's lesson is expect your ship to come in. Expect your ship to come in. Once we get clear about our dream, then it begins to add focus for us in our life. We focus on it. A clear dream gives us the place to focus. A clear dream gives us a place to focus our faith and to focus our expectation. So what's your level of expectation that your ship will come in? There's a difference between want and an expectation. For example, you can want to improve your life and yet expect nothing to change. Have you ever been there before? You want to improve your life, but at that deepest level, you expect nothing to change. Expectations override your wants. Expectations influences your decision. Expectations influences your actions. And of course, we know that the quality of our life is dependent upon our decisions. It is dependent upon our actions. So to understand our expectations, to truly know our expectations, we must clearly understand our deepest feelings. You must not just want something in your life. You must expect it in your life. A friend of mine sent me this, one of our congregants. She sent me a story. She says, Jean Houston tells of going on a walk with a good friend, anthropologist Margaret Mead. I would have loved to have been on that walk, wouldn't you? Powerful two women there. Margaret was fretting about being unable to find a critical piece of information she needed for a major talk she was giving the next day. As the two continued walking, they ran into a former student of Margaret, who told Margaret she had just completed her master's thesis on the very topic Margaret needed the information about. And Jean said to Margaret, "You always seem to be so fortunate." And Margaret replied, "I'm fortunate because I expect to be fortunate." So do you expect your ship to come in? Do you expect good things in your life? When you go out each and every morning, do you expect good to greet you? Literally, consciously expect it. Do you think things like this? Today, I agreed to believe the best. Today, I believe the best about myself. Today, I know that God's Spirit moves in and through my life, and I can expect wonderful things to happen. Today, I expect to accomplish what needs to be done by me. Today, I believe in good news, and I look for it. That, my dear friends, is setting the expectation for the day. Setting the expectation, and those things that we truly expect seem to manifest in our own life. Scripture tells us very clearly the words of Jesus in Matthew 9:29. It is done to you according to your faith. It is done to you according to your faith. Not the faith of Jesus. Not the faith of someone else. It is your faith. So it's so often important for us to truly know that difference also between intellectual faith and spiritual faith. Now, intellectual faith is about outside circumstances. We allow the news, we allow things to affect our faith. Richard and Mary Alice Shafala, they tell a wonderful story in The Quest. I want to share parts of it with you. There's a famous, well-documented case of a man who had an advanced form of cancer. Gravely ill, he was completely bedridden on oxygen and needed fluid removed from his chest regularly. Huge tumor masses covered his body. The man heard about a new miracle drug and asked to be included in these clinical trials. Within 10 days of receiving the drug, he made a spectacular recovery and was released from the hospital. He remained symptom-free for 2 months. Then he read some negative publicity about the drug, and a few days later was back in the hospital again with a massive tumors, the fluid-filled chest, and the need for extra oxygen. His physician, desperate at this point, told the man that he wanted to try an improved batch of the drug, which was far superior to the last batch. The man enthusiastically agreed, but the physician had no new drug. He injected his patient with sterile water. Yet again, this man made a remarkable improvement. The tumor masses melted, the fluid drained from his chest, and his need for oxygen diminished. He again returned to work, completely symptom-free, with no trace of cancer in his body. Sometime later, the man read a newspaper story reporting that the drug was judged worthless in the treatment of cancer. 2 days later, the man had died. My dear friends, that is intellectual faith, and that faith is dependent on circumstances. Did you get that? His faith was strong as far as he could and agreed with those circumstances. Spiritual faith, on the other hand, is absolutely different. Spiritual faith is an inner knowing that is truly beyond the five senses. A few weeks ago, there was a lady that came through the line after the second or third service, and she said to me, "My definition of faith is knowing that I know that I know that I know." And I thought, how powerful. That kind of faith is not dependent on outside circumstances. They know in their heart. True faith is looking beyond appearances. True faith is looking beyond the five senses. How many of you remember All in the Family with Archie Bunker? Well, some of you were just embarrassed to raise your hand. I get that, okay? But I get it. You know what faith is, don't you, Archie? Said Edith. Yeah. Faith means believing something that no one else in their right mind believes. That's faith. It's strong. So, my dear friends, also it's important to know and know and know that you know that our faith is not on shifting sands, that our faith is indeed solid. And you may say to me this morning, "Well, Reverend Pat, I want more faith." I remember growing up and hearing my mother say that or my grandmother say that. I just need more faith. And it was only coming into a teaching like this that I learned that I had all the faith in the world that I needed. 100%. There's nowhere we can go and buy it. There's nowhere you can give me your faith or I can give you my faith. We can support each other with our prayers, but we're the ones that has the faith. Faith, my dear friends, is important not that you go get more, but it's important that you discover more of it within yourself. And then you have the power within you to direct that faith. It's your choice on whether you are going to direct this faith to the negative or you are going to direct this faith to the positive in your life. We are blessed to have free choice and free will, and we get to direct that faith. Now, I also believe that faith can only be extended to the self-imposed boundaries of our present consciousness. What do we teach here? We teach here about expanding consciousness, about growing consciousness. And this is a great example. Our faith can only be extended to the boundaries of our consciousness. Maybe your faith and your consciousness may be like this. My dreams will never come true. I can't afford that. Or perhaps you've heard this with your faith. I'll get heart disease because it runs in my family. Wow. Faith can only reach to the self-imposed limits of consciousness. And let us remember that substance is that thing that stands under all manifestation, that substance responds to faith. It is through faith that we bring the invisible into visible. And yet we know that faith is always attached to a strong emotion. You feel it so strongly that you can almost taste it, the reality of it. You can taste that reality. You can feel that. And my friends, sometimes when we can't, have you ever heard this term, fake it till you make it? Have you ever heard this term, act as if? Act as if that you currently live in that place that you want to experience in your life, that you move and have your being in that place and live from that place. Live from the dream. Step into the dream. Yesterday, I loved that we had an enlightened leadership training here. One of our initiatives this year is 6 trainings for anyone that would like to come. And yesterday was a phenomenal training. And one of the questions that was asked in this leadership training was, where in your leadership are you playing small? I didn't like that question. They could have gone all day without asking that. And I thought to myself, as I reflected on it yesterday afternoon and last night, it's more than just leadership. It's where in my life am I playing small? Where in your life are you playing small? We are the divine expression of God. We are unlimited with possibilities. We have the privilege of bringing this into manifestation. Where are we playing small? So, my dear friends, I have a couple of assignments if you choose to accept them. This week, ask yourself, where are you playing small? Then take an inventory of how you're faithing, where and how you are placing your attention, where and how you are directing your faith in each area of your life. How do you direct it in your finances? How do you direct it in your relationships? How do you direct it in your work and creative expression? Are you playing small? And are you called to play larger in order to fulfill the dream? Oh my goodness, Mary Morrissey talks about the importance of big dreams. She says, if we can do this dream, if we see step by step by step on how to accomplish this dream, then our dreams are not big enough. So ask yourself, how are you playing small, and how are you directing your faith? Do you expect your ship to come in this year?
Yes.
Let's try that again. Do you expect your ship to come in this year? Yes. Let's go forth and let's act like we expect it. Let's believe it and let's make it so. And so it is. Amen. Thank you, thank you. We invite our ushers to come forth as we prepare to receive our tithes and our gifts and our offerings. And if you've been fed spiritually in any way this morning, we invite you to make a gift to Unity Minneapolis. We are self-supporting through our own contributions. Also, if you're streaming with us today and would like to make a gift, you can do so on our secured website. Let us go within. Let us go within and center ourselves again in this one presence and one power. Knowing that truly God is source, that this divine presence within is a source of all good in our life. I will affirm our church offertory blessing, then ask you to affirm it, and then silently. Divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. Together, divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. And silently. Thank you, God. Amen. So let us take just a moment and again center ourselves. We give thanks for these gifts. We give thanks for the gifts received in the mail. We give thanks for those participating in our consistent giving program, our unexpected income program. We give thanks for all of these gifts, and we send them forth to fulfill our vision and mission of a transformed world. Thank you. Thank you, God. And so it is, and so we let it be. Amen. If you want to take your spirituality to a deeper place, and if you want to truly take it to a heart-centered place, I encourage you to explore our prayer chaplain program. If a thought has even come through your mind that says, oh, maybe I would like to do that, then I encourage you to see our chaplains outside. Or perhaps this thought has come through your mind. I could never pray aloud with someone. I can assure you that you can. It's a wonderful, wonderful training program, and we invite you to explore it. Our prayer chaplains here helps us to hold the collective consciousness of this community. I want to thank them this morning, okay? The other thing I want to talk about a little bit is First Wednesdays. Oh, First Wednesdays.
It's just going to be so fun. You know, there are so many things that folks do that we have no idea. Like someone might be a great guitarist or a clogger or a dancer or a writer. So really, the first Wednesday, we're celebrating kind of the secrets in the community, all these talents. We're unearthing them. It's going to be fabulous.
And I love it. Mark your calendars for the first Wednesday of each month. Each month will be a different activity. The one thing in common is we'll eat, okay? Well, we'll eat. We'll have a community meal. And then one Wednesday we might do spiritual dancing. Another Wednesday we might do an outreach project as a community. So mark your calendars for that. I promise you we will have a great time. The other thing I encourage you to do today is to speak to someone, at least three people, that you do not know. Welcome them. Let's build community together. Oh, I hear children out there, and inside as well, and I know who they belong to. So let's stand and let's bring them in, okay?
We are walking in the light, in the light of the light. We are walking in the light of God.
Say, we are excited in our youth and family ministry. We are trying to, I take that back, we are building a team to support parents in full participation here at Unity Minneapolis. So we'd like to start providing childcare for annual meetings and town hall meetings, concerts, et cetera, special events, and classes. And so we're building a paid team of folks who will come in. We'll call you up and say we have an opportunity here, and we'll have a team of folks to fill that to support the families of Unity Minneapolis, again, in full participation in all that we have to offer. Job descriptions and applications in the Garden Court. Love to have you in and see if that's a good fit for you to be part of that team. Thanks.
That was parents shouting out in a very big way. I want to acknowledge our adult volunteers, and also I want to acknowledge our guests again today. Okay, let's appreciate our guests, okay? Let us know together our prayer for protection and our peace song. Together we know that the light of God surrounds us, the love of God enfolds us, the power of God protects us, and the presence of God watches over us wherever we are. And all is well.
Shine. shine, sing let it shine, yeah.
Let it shine,
let it shine, let it shine one more time, yeah.
Let it shine,
let it shine, let it shine.
Oh,
yeah!